My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Tomorrow, 108 first pitch, Tark Skubal on the bump for Detroit. We're going to see. We think it's Matthew Boyd. Pretty sure. Yeah, Boyd for Cleveland. But we just threw this up. At Nick Wilson says, at GBush91, which game do you feel more confident in winning this weekend, Guardians Game 5 or Browns Eagles? I want to get to that in a second there, G. Bush. But I thought it was interesting, you know, the Friday injury report brought to you by Slater and Zers. And as we continue to have the conversation about the Friday injury report, Jack Conklin, he's going to be up. Where have I heard this one before?
Every week, like every week since the beginning of the season. He's supposed to be up. Oh my goodness! I don't. I'm not counting on it.
Well, with that, as we continue to talk about the Browns here, I want to make sure that Diabate, Hicks, Hurst, Ward, all questionables. Nick Chubb, Grant Delpit, Ronnie Hickman, Nyheim Hines, James Hudson, Ethan Posick, all out. So the walking wounded continues on this weekend. The Friday injury report brought to you by Slater and Zers. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZers.com to get your free consultation. I think the problem with trying to find the right answer on Game 5 for the Guardians Tigers or Browns Eagles are both games feel impossible in their own way, mm-hmm. and both games feel incredibly winnable in their own games.
Yeah, when I look at it, and the problem with trying to pick the Browns to win this game is even when the Guardians, you know, haven't played well the first few games or when they lose to the Tigers, at least you can point to something, right? You're like, wow, you know, Skubal was great, but your pitching was pretty good during that game too. You got out of it with a 0-0 tie. And so you could hang your hat on that. And you're like, wow, like, you know, I know guys haven't been hitting, you know, all that great at the top of the order, but look, those guys are coming around. And you got guys kind of trending in the right direction. And the game is in Progressive Field in Game 5. But when you take a look at the Browns, I mean, you watched all 22. It's just, it's not as if Deshaun Watson is playing great. As a matter of fact, it's the worst last week. This is the worst I've ever seen him play in a Browns uniform, and it was mind-boggling. But let's not pretend that Kevin Stefanski is killing the game right now. Like he's the next coming of Andy Reid. I mean, he's had some snafus, time management, leadership, and I even questioned for the first time last week, are the guys even playing hard for him? That hit different. The defense seems it looks like it's figured out. Then you couple with the injuries, the offensive lineman up front. And for me, it actually gets kind of easier the longer I talk about the Browns. Give me the Gardos at home in Game 5. It's an uphill battle, but I'll take that over what we got going on in Cleveland and with the Browns.
I got to say, though, the Browns are 9.5-point dogs.
It's crazy.
So Philly's getting spotted, the roughly 3 points that Vegas usually gives the home team, and then tacking on another touchdown on top of it.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It's a winnable game. The mm-hmm. Eagles have One, Jalen Hurts has not kind of refound that magic. Last year was kind of an average year for him coming off the Super Bowl. And then this year, you can make a case that, you know, the NFL's kind of figured out the RPOs that they're running and that they have yet to figure out a pivot. I mean, we're talking realistically with Philadelphia. Is Nick Sirianni on the firing line here? And honestly, the Browns have a chance to be the game.
Yeah.
That if you show up on Sunday and kick their ass at home, that they would start the season 1-2. It wouldn't surprise me if Nick Sirianni is in the line of danger, given that Robert Saleh just got murked as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's up out of there. If they lose to the Browns, yeah, especially given the fact that the Browns have been inept against way inferior. I mean, they made the Giants look like world beaters. I mean, they made Gardner Minshew beat you without Devontae Adams. And a boatload of receivers I had never heard of running reverses, and they got 150 some yards on the ground. Like, that's nasty work.
So I think that's where it is with the Browns, though, and I think you hinted at it. The Browns are beating themselves, or have beat themselves against inferior opponents. Take the Washington thing out of it. I think Washington was a whole other animal. The problem against the Giants and Raiders is you had repeated opportunities. I mean, chance after chance after chance after chance to make a play, a single play. And a single play changes either one of those games. Now, you did against the Raiders, and it got called back through a pretty ticky-tack hold at that point in the game. But, like, so I think the lack of belief in the Browns, it's not that, although maybe this is where the Washington game changed it. It's not that you can't be in the game. Mm-hmm. It's that are you gonna finally, when it comes down to time to win the damn game, are you going to clamp down and win? Because I don't trust them to do that. But Philadelphia is incredibly gettable right now, and you could, like, I'm going to continue to come back to, if you show up and you're serious about winning on Sunday, you can be the guy that helps Nick Sirianni kick the bucket as a head coach for the Eagles. I don't think we can discount that.
Yes. No, listen, the Browns still got, let's not get it twisted. I mean, you still got Myles Garrett. You still got JOK, who played pretty well besides a missed tackle, a couple missed tackles. You see glimpses with this Browns team. It's not like, you know, the whole game is completely devoid of anything positive. You see certain things. There's some throws Deshaun Watson makes. He's like, oh, okay, I see that. Or there's some times where you look at it and the defense is swarming. They get that pressure. They get sacks. And you're like, okay, that's the team I'm looking for. But overall, in general, the thing that we're going to have to start worried about and looking at that might have changed the way people start perceiving this team is they can't come out and play like they did against Washington in the way that they played with the Eagles. Because for me, for the first time, I started questioning whether or not the guys in the locker room were playing hard for Kevin Stefanski. That was never in doubt last year. Five quarterbacks, that defense banged up, guys in and out of the lineup, that was never a doubt. Kevin Stefanski always was next man up. They rallied the troops. They got it done. There's some times where I'm looking on the field, and especially for the defense, the energy level, the gang tackling is not there. And on top of that, the boneheaded plays that are taking points and interceptions and turnovers off the board, they can't play that style, because that starts to seep into the locker room.
It's so funny you say that too, because I sometimes, you know, when we've had a couple different conversations about Kevin, and it seems as if everybody just wants to shift it to, everyone will agree Kevin has not been good this year.
Mm-hmm.
But it all ties back to, well, this is confirmation bias that Deshaun sucks. And that might be. But you know who's going to know before you and I know? That locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't pin, if he loses the locker room, which I think they're so bad so early, and they're so self-defeating so early, you can't tell me, like, I've heard 10 experts this week have come out and been like, they're not firing Kevin Stefanski. You can't say that at 1-4. Mm. I'm not wishing for it, man. I'm not praying for it. I got things to say about Kevin where I think he can be better, and it frustrates me that he's not. But at the same point, like, I'm not wishing for it, but there's a lot of people writing checks that the Browns sure as hell can't cash. If you get to 1-10, why do you think, even if Deshaun's playing this whole time, why do you think that the locker room is going to look at Kevin and hold him accountable for some level? Because they're seeing details of this that you and I are not.
Listen, I'll give you credit. I'm going to give you credit. You're the first person to say what I've been silently feeling in my heart of hearts, and I'm saying, listen, guys, I know you want to play this game, right? And I know that Deshaun Watson isn't playing well. And by the way, I've already come out and said I would bench him myself. I said I would play Jameis Winston because I know where this leads to. Because if you don't bench Deshaun Watson or you don't make any changes and you keep coming out every single week and you say, we're not sitting Deshaun. Okay. Are you going to turn over play calling to Dorsey? No, we're not going to do that. We're still going to collaborate. Are you going to shift the offense back to what you did best? Are you going to shift it back to running the ball, lining it up? And if I talk to Bernie Kosar and Sean King and all these other people, they're like, that's what Kevin Stefanski is. That's his bread and butter. They get Nick Chubb back in a couple of weeks. Just move towards back towards what you do well, and you'll be able to give yourself an opportunity to win or stay competitive with a line that has deficiencies. If he doesn't do that, and guys are looking at him in his face, and like you said, they go 1-10, there is no way you can unmarry yourself from that level of dysfunction, because they're going to look at you and say, you're the man in charge. You have the opportunity to turn the ship around and do what you need to do to make tough decisions. And if you don't, it's going to sit with you.
Well, and Dean on Twitter correctly pointing out, he said, you do realize you do the same thing every single week. Monday, you correctly analyze the Browns. By Friday, you're talking them up. I'm actually talking down about the Eagles.
Right.
Like, I'm not. I mean, here's the thing, guys. They're still a talented team. Yes, they are injured. Yes, they are absolutely mired in their own filth.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And there are days where I feel like a first-class passenger on the Titanic who sees the iceberg and says, let's see how the captain and the first mate handle this. Like, I've got a cocktail.
Right.
I've got the band is lined up in front of me. And you know what? I know I've got a lifeboat one way or another. I'm going to be fine.
Right.
The ship might not. The captain might not. The first mate might not. But I just think it's like any moment that the Browns show up and are serious about winning, they can be competitive. And if you're competitive in games, you can still win games. It's the NFL. Talent is not why they are where they are. It is things like, are they playing hard for Kevin? It is things like, are they playing hard for each other? Are they focusing? Are they doing the little things you need to without the week? Is this whole thing built on quicksand instead of bedrock? Like, those are the things. Like, this is not talking the Browns up. It's a reality that on any given Sunday, any team in the NFL should be able to show up and put out a competitive effort. And most of those teams don't have Myles Garrett.
You're looking towards your leaders and you say, okay, who's the guy that stands up and says, nah, we're not going down that avenue? Because you'll start to see, and let me tell you this right now, you'll start to see people making these business decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You go by 1-5.
If they haven't already.
If they have, hey, coach, yeah, that my hammy a little tight, you know what I'm saying? I got this hip flexor. Yeah, I'm a little dizzy right now. I got dinged up a little bit on that last play. You know, my back is tightening up on me, coach. When you start to get that happening, and it's happening with frontline starters, and then you got to get to your depth at certain these places, that's not going to work. And this is the elephant in the room. Everybody can play the cool note, and then we're going to keep a status quo against the NFC East. But it's a little different when your brothers and your cousins come start kicking your tail. when the Steelers start putting on you, when the Ravens start running it up. Oh, God forbid Joe Burrow comes in here and does what he wants to do. Then those losses are going to sting a little bit. And then fans will say, hold on. I'm starting to rethink what's going on here, because division games hit different. It's intimate. Those losses hurt more. And hopefully he makes changes before somebody else makes him make changes.
Well, the Ravens and Steelers, okay, though you're not in the same class as that right now. Problem is, if you don't win this game, the Bengals are after this, and that's the first home game since, what, September 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
The game's going to carry a lot of weight. I don't know if that's for Deshaun. I don't know if that's for Kevin. Ken Dorsey. I don't know who. But if all of a sudden a team that has your identical record or one more win that you're fighting for basement in this division for, if they dust you at home, I just continue to come back to. We continue to try and say, well, they're not the same old Browns. It looks like it. It feels like it. And if it looks like it and it feels like it to you and me, I can't imagine what it looks like and feels like to Jimmy Haslam. And the idea that the old wild card suddenly isn't, I've reformed my ways. 1-5, 1-6 after a loss to the Bengals. Let's if you can say you're reformed after that, maybe I'll listen. 216-474-0092. So we've looked at this from the Browns side, but which game are you more confident in winning, Game 5 of the ALDS for the Gardos or Browns-Eagles on Sunday? John, you stick there. Because I do think, if you're saying the Guardians game, I love the energy, but let's remember the stakes. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.